Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey there, chickadee. You may not know this, but I put the stud in STD.
Oh.
All I need is you. Yeah.
Sexy.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to spray disinfectant all over your body and his, and instead tell him that you think he's too legit to quit, because he'll think that's still cool.
Yeah.
And that's when you give him the number to the Loser Line, so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Carmen, it's look, I just want to let you know that my hand is still swollen. It hurts really bad. And I was thinking that you could make it up to me if we go on a date, you know? So let me know. I'll be sitting here waiting for your call with my hand on ice.
Next message.
What happened to his hand? That's all I can think.
I want to know.
At first I thought,
too.
Did he punch someone?
Maybe he fought somebody for her number?
Yeah, it sounds like something happened with her.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
And his hand got swollen and then she gave him the number to the Loser Line. But thankfully, I think that's the first time anybody's talked about something on their body being swollen and it was innocent sounding. In the Loser Line.
Unless she slammed it in a door because he wouldn't leave her alone.
Who knows?
I'm just thinking.
Here's another message.
Yeah.
Next message.
Hey, how's it going? I had a really great time, but afterwards I saw you talking to my friend last night after you gave me your number, and I just want you to know that she's a little crazy. Actually, maybe not a little. But anyways, if you were interested in her, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Next message.
Yeah, who's the crazy one?
Yeah.
I wonder.
God, they must be such good friends.
I
always call my friends crazy behind their back when talking to other male interests.
I have actually dated several girls that are always like, love you, that's my best friend. And they're like, seriously, though, she's so
I've had
crazy.
That happen too, yeah.
What?
You're like talking to someone and then they come
and
they're like,
that?
Dude, seriously? Like, she is nuts.
Yeah. You should hear what she
We should totally go out, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm so stable.
Yeah. Girls, we need to have a conversation. That's not how we do each other, all right?
Brooke's obviously crazy.
Yeah, she's the crazy
Don't pay attention to her.
Ladies.
Next message.
Hello, this is Roxanne from the collection agency. I'm calling again in regards to your debt. The final notice, if you haven't settled the debt within 30 days, this will be turned over to court, and then you'll also be responsible for all of the court costs.
Oh.
Please call me back. Thank you.
Next message.
Great idea when filling out a loan application. Put the Loser Line phone number down. That way, when you default on the loan, you don't have to deal with those annoying
Genius.
Phone calls.
No, that's not going to come back to haunt you at all.
Not at all.
Nah.
No, but it'll be funny. At least you'll have that moment.
And remember, you can get the special Loser Line phone number. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Hey, Lisa. How's it going? This is from the club the other night. I just wanted to say that I had a really, really good time talking to you. It was great to meet you. I'm sorry that I couldn't stay for too long. I had to leave early. You know, I hadn't eaten anything all day, and there was nothing in my fridge. So I had to get to Taco Bell before it closed. I hope that's okay. I just, I felt like I was going to pass out. So I just wound up getting a bag of Crunchwrap Supremes, and anyway, I don't know, why did I call you again? I can't for the life of me remember why I called you. That's interesting. Hold on. It'll come to me. It'll come.
Next message.
I wonder why that guy got the Loser Line phone number. Sounds like he's a great conversationalist.
Yeah.
His message actually started off really strong. I was like, oh, this guy sounds pretty nice. All right, buddy.
Yeah, I got lost in the Crunchwraps.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
That's all he's thinking about now.
Yeah,
Taco Bell.
All I know is I want to go make a run for the border real quick and get some more Crunchwraps.
Yeah.
Well, call me back.
Next message.
I just wanted to call you and tell you that I really hope we can find some time to get together. You seem fun. I know I'm really fun. And I will tell you, the last few girls that I went out with described me as a boob man. I can't deny it. I am a boob man. That's probably why I approached you at the coffee shop. Oh. You know, my spidey senses went off, I guess. anyway, I hope you can call me soon so we can schedule something to drink, maybe some beer or some wine, and then you can go back to the house of the boob man for some intercourse. Oh. I think that would be pleasantly delightful, and I'm confident that you would think so as well.
Next message.
I think that's a classy invitation. He let you know where he stands, let you know what he likes, and let you know what the plans are. In no uncertain terms, and he used all medical terms, which is really nice. Except for boob. I don't know if boob is, but still.
Why do all men have to categorize themselves as either a boob or a butt man?
Well, you like what you like.
Yeah, but why can't you just like it without having to be name yourself that?
Well,
like,
isn't it nice
to know? I don't call myself a large junk lady. Like, you know, it's just not the same.
Is that what you
thing.
Are?
Are you large
sure,
or small?
Sure, I don't know.
Are you a butt
okay,
man?
So now
I'll take
we know
any
where
junk,
you stand.
The one that works the best.
Any
you
junk.
Know?
You're an any junk
kind of
girl.
Lady, huh?
All right, maybe that, I don't know if you want to be
so
known
weird.
By that.
It's so weird, dude.
At least he told us his classifications going into it, and now you know Brooke is an any junk kind of gal. So
yeah,
it's so weird.
All the truckers are now about to start texting in 78592. Did you say any junk?
I didn't want to make people with not large junks feel bad, okay?
Text
I think
these
smaller ones probably work fine, too.
We know. You like them, all of them. Doesn't matter what they're like. We get it. That was the Loser Line. Listen to the Loser Line regularly on Mondays at 7:10 and 9:10. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.